The 2nd of May, 2023. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They started preaching to the Greeks, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. Those who had escaped during the persecution that happened because of Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, but they usually proclaimed the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, who came from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch, where they started preaching to the Greeks, proclaiming the good news of the Lord Jesus to them as well. The Lord helped them, and a great number believed and were converted to the Lord. The church in Jerusalem heard about this, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. There he could see for himself that God had given grace, and this pleased him, and he urged them all to remain faithful to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith, and a large number of people were won over to the Lord. Barnabas then left for Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. As things turned out, they were to live together in that church a whole year, instructing a large number of people. It was at Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The Word of the Lord. Reading from the first letter of St. John. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has already overcome the world. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten by God. And whoever loves the Father that begot him loves the child whom he begets. We can be sure that if we love God's children, if we love God Himself and do what He has commanded us, this is what loving God is: keeping His commandments. And His commandments are not difficult, because anyone who has been begotten by God has already overcome the world. This is the victory over the world, our faith. Who can overcome the world? Only the man who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord.